Prop F is the biggest battle on the ballot. You could think of it as the Super Bowl of propositions. If it keeps pace, Airbnb could drop more money on this campaign than any group has ever spent on a ballot initiative in San Francisco history. The company's already spent $8 million to defeat the measure. It's got a lot of profits to protect. Thousands of locals rent properties through Airbnb, including, by the way, my family over in Berkeley. And there's an upcoming event that will be seriously affected by the outcome of next week's vote, the actual Super Bowl. Well, not the game, but where the fans are gonna sleep. Super Bowl 50 will be in Santa Clara the first weekend in February.
And check out February 8th.
Mm-hmm. My editor, Ben Trefney, and I decided to take a look at where the party people might choose to stay.
It's near a bunch of other high-rises.
No, it's this place. See? Look.
Oh, yeah.
$300, easy access to the Super Bowl, easy access walking to the parties. I think that this is the kind of place you want to be at, and it's right there on the Embarcadero at about 3rd and King Streets.
Yeah. So maybe I'll just go there, see if they feel the impact of Airbnb.
Sounds good. Go there.
So I'm down here by the ballpark. All these people are prime location for Super Bowl hosting. Can I ask you a quick question for a public radio story?
Sure thing.
Do you know if any of your neighbors are renting out their space on Airbnb or one of those short-term like rental websites?
Yes, they are.
And is it a problem for you?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, if the Proposition F passes, you could make a lot of money by suing them for violating the Airbnb regulation. Would you ever consider doing that?
No, I wouldn't sue them.
So what do they do that's such a disturbance for you?
It turns our building into a partial hotel. There's lots of people we don't know coming in and out all the time.
Why wouldn't you sue them?
Because I think that's part of what's wrong with America.
In fact, this guy wouldn't give his name because he didn't want word to get back to his landlord. It might get his neighbors in trouble. The city's planning department has said the current short-term rental law is unenforceable. It's like stopping people from illegally downloading music. So that's why Prop F supporters want residents to call each other out. You know, for Super Bowl weekend, which is coming up in February, you could make lots and lots of money by renting out your room for the weekend. Would you consider doing that?
Maybe if I happen to be going out of town. Yeah, I think Airbnb is great on a like part-time basis. You know, it's the people that make it a business for themselves that cause the problems.
Do you think that your neighbors are doing it more than like 75, 90 nights out of the year?
There's at least one that's 100%.
Dale Carlson represents the Yes on Prop F campaign. He says those kinds of listings are the ones they're after.
They're investment properties. They're apartments. They're apartment buildings. They're single-family homes that have been converted to tourist accommodations. And no one lives there permanently.
Which takes them off the housing market. It's hard to tell how widespread the practice is. Data extraction firms Connotate Inc. and Import.io were commissioned by the San Francisco Chronicle to crunch the numbers on Airbnb in San Francisco. Their very conservative minimum estimate was that at least 350 of Airbnb's 4,500 listings are full-time short-term rental units. And that doesn't count other websites. Carlson says even if those are just rooms and houses, they shouldn't be used for short-term rentals.
Traditionally in San Francisco, the way people truly home share is they get a roommate.
And if you can't commit to a roommate, he says, fine, be a host.
You know, get your business license, get registered with the city, and do it 75 nights a year. If you want to do it more intensively than that, go get licensed as a bed and breakfast.
That's the proposition. If they exceed the limit, or if the hosts don't actually live in the property they're renting, or if they're hosting without a license, they can be sued by their neighbors or be busted by the city's Office of Short-Term Rental Registry. But Carlson says if websites cooperate by reporting data and deactivating illegal listings, these extremes will be avoided. That's why the initiative also enables the city to sue companies.
If the city has the ability to go after Airbnb and the 60 other websites for listing unregistered units, there won't be any neighborhood lawsuits. Right? Airbnb doesn't give a rip about neighbors suing neighbors. Airbnb is worried that the city will come after them.
Let's think about that for a second.
Patrick Hannon represents the No on F campaign.
Under Prop F, San Francisco will be the only government in the world tracking where you sleep at night. Not Syria, not North Korea, not the Taliban, but San Francisco.
In order to enforce restrictions, Prop F would require hosts, along with websites, to report their booking data, the same way any business does. The ordinance San Francisco passed last year already requires that, but less than 15% have actually gotten registered. Hannon says that's to be expected.
Again, the regulations are new, and we're still figuring, and they're still being developed. Because here's the thing, is that it does take some time to refine things so that they actually work not just for the government, but for the people.
And the law is being refined. Since 2014, there has been one amendment and a few other proposals. Unlike legislation, ballot measures are permanent. They can only be amended with another ballot measure. Hannon says it's important to have flexible regulations that are able to keep pace with tech innovations. He predicts short-term rentals will evade regulations by simply moving to new, unmonitored websites. So it's an epic battle. Thousands of residents use short-term rentals to help them afford to stay in San Francisco. Stronger regulations could significantly affect the number of properties on the market, and that puts millions of dollars at stake. The ramifications go beyond the city. Next week's vote could set a precedent for similar situations happening in tourist destinations with tight housing markets around the world. In San Francisco, I'm Liza Veal for Cross Currents.